Support for Kansas City Today comes from Grandma's Office Catering, delivering made-from-scratch hot meals and individual boxed lunches for fast distribution to offices, warehouses, and factories, even on nights and weekends. Details are at grandmascatering.com.
This is Kansas City Today. I'm Nomi Inugia-Dean. Today is Friday, January 13th. Coming up, at only 5'9" tall, Kansas City Chiefs running back Jerick McKinnon is considered undersized. But the football veteran has helped propel the team through this year's grueling season.
Every player out there is like getting in a car wreck. You know, it's physical. You know, it's grown men out there.
We'll hear about McKinnon's journey to gridiron glory and the work that's left to be done in the NFL playoffs. Plus, the neighborhood cafe in Lee's Summit has hosted the Decaf Boys for around 20 years. Some dig into the complimentary cinnamon rolls, and others don't. But they all come for the camaraderie.
Once in a while, they'll bring a carafe out here so they don't have to make so many trips. So we pump our own coffee.
We'll learn what keeps regulars coming back to the neighborhood cafe. But first, some headlines. Kansas City Public Schools is considering a scaled-back plan to close schools after heated community pushback. KCUR's Jody Fortino reports.
The district school board announced Wednesday night it's considering a proposal to close just two schools in the fall, Longfellow and Troost Elementary. A plan announced months ago would have closed 10 schools. Spark Bookhart with Kansas City's Parent Power Lab said parents were blindsided by that original proposal.
Parents often say or often complain about the decisions are already made before they are asked for any input. We have to change that approach.
District officials say they'll reconsider closure plans again after more community engagement. They're also hoping to pass a bond initiative in spring of 2024.
Kansas City voters will have a say on whether to tax recreational marijuana and short-term rentals in the April 4th election. KCUR's Salisa Kalockle has more.
The Kansas City Council approved three new ballot questions for voters in April. They will be asked if they approve a local 3% tax on recreational marijuana sales. They will also vote on whether to charge a $3 occupancy fee and a separate 7.5% tax on short-term rentals like Airbnbs. Councilwoman Heather Hall represents the Northland.
If you're staying at a short-term rental or in Heather Hall's basement or at the Marriott, you're going to be charged a specific fee so that we're consistent across the board.
Local officials estimate that the measures would generate millions in new revenue for the city.
Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly outlined her proposed budget yesterday. Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports Kelly's administration sits on a $2 billion surplus.
Kelly is urging Republican lawmakers to increase special education funding by $72 million each year, until the increases total $360 million annually. Other proposals include expanding Medicaid and bringing the Rainy Day Fund up to $1.5 billion. Kelly also proposed some tax cuts, like speeding up the phase-out of the state's food sales tax. Budget Director Adam Proffitt says the state can afford it.
The tax proposals that are out there are sustainable. We feel that we'll be able to maintain that and not have to cut services.
Republican lawmakers hold a supermajority in the House and Senate. They could ignore Kelly's proposals and pass a budget with their own priorities.
We'll be back after this.
You listen to Kansas City Today every day because we're your local, reliable news source. You take us seriously. But now it's time to have some fun. Join us at our annual benefit, Radioactive, on June 14th. NPR's All Things Considered host Ari Shapiro is the featured guest at this party, and it's gonna be bumpin'. You gotta be there. Sponsorship packages and ticket information are available at kcur.org/radioactive.
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been huge in his 5 years as the Kansas City Chiefs starter, but going into this year's playoffs, there's a smaller, less heralded player to watch. Greg Eklund reports for KCUR that Jerick McKinnon is making a big impact.
In a sport that features mammoth gladiators, Jerick McKinnon, a compact 5'9" running back, proves there's also room for a little guy with nimble feet.
McKinnon's been huge on the drive. Gets the call here, dancing a bit. Oh, look at him dance.
That's Kansas City's Kevin Harlan on the call for CBS, describing an all-around back who runs, catches passes, and even blocks guys who tower over him. McKinnon is no Johnny-come-lately. He'll turn 31 in May. But at an age when most running backs slow down, McKinnon's speed has enabled him to create some of the Chiefs' biggest moments this season.
McKinnon, Brown a block, and a block will open up the door. The game is over. Touchdown run, McKinnon. The Chiefs have won.
Patrick Mahomes marveled at that game-winning 26-yard overtime run in Houston, and the teammate he calls Jet.
Jet hit the right spot and showed off his speed that he still got. He's been a little old, but he got a little bit of speed left and got in the end zone.
McKinnon led all NFL running backs with a career-high 9 catches for touchdowns. That tied him for the third best in NFL history in a season, and just too short of tying the league record set in 1931. McKinnon also had TD receptions in 6 consecutive games, one short of the team record. For 5'6" Kansas State running back Deuce Vaughn, this Jerick McKinnon play in Denver became immediately unforgettable.
Mahomes, he'll just chuck it ahead, and it's caught! McKinnon has that next gear! Touchdown on a full sprint to the end zone!
Man, I just saw Jerick McKinnon's touchdown against the Broncos whenever Patrick Mahomes flipped it to him, and I love the way that the Chiefs used Jerick McKinnon.
The All-American Vaughn helped the Wildcats reach the Sugar Bowl, which they lost. Vaughn later announced plans to turn pro, and he hopes to make it as an NFL running back. McKinnon had to make a position change. Before his rookie season in 2014 with Minnesota, McKinnon played quarterback, Georgia Southern. By the time McKinnon's transition was complete, Deuce Vaughn had already been mesmerized.
He was somebody that I watched when he was with the Vikings, when he was with the 49ers, just because he was a guy that's a little bit smaller, but can absolutely go.
Two NFL players are listed at 5'7", Chiefs teammate Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Arizona wide receiver Greg Dortch. When McKinnon broke into the NFL, he remembers a 5'6" standout named Darren Sproles, an all-purpose back from Olathe, and another K-State great who played 14 years in the NFL. McKinnon saw Sproles firsthand when the Vikings played the Philadelphia Eagles in 2016.
It was definitely exciting for me because, you know, that's how I seen my future when I came into the league, so I definitely looked at him a lot.
Despite the NFL's wear and tear, Sproles was a Pro Bowl selection at the age of 33. And McKinnon has felt the physical tolls. He missed 2 full seasons with the 49ers because of knee injuries. From watching Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills get rushed to a hospital after going into cardiac arrest last week, McKinnon and the others play fully aware of the risks. And as often as he has touched the ball for the Chiefs, McKinnon says his body continues to ache the following week.
Every player out there is like getting in a car wreck. You know, it's physical. You know, it's grown men out there.
That's what makes the bye week critical to a 30-year-old like McKinnon, especially after 17 regular season games. The Chiefs will rest this weekend and find out about their first playoff opponent. McKinnon started all 3 playoff games for the Chiefs last season. This year, he'd like to play in his first Super Bowl. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.
We're bringing you another installment in an occasional series about Kansas City's neighborhood joints and the customers who bring them to life. Today, reporter Carlos Moreno introduces us to the Decaf Boys of the Neighborhood Cafe in Lee's Summit.
When we first came here, there was another group of older guys that sat at this table. So we were back a table back there, and then pretty soon they started dwindling apart, and so we mingled in with some of them. They invited us to sit back here, and then pretty soon, next thing you know, we're the next ones in line. My name is Forrest Malone. I'm from Pleasant Hill. I've been coming here probably, since probably 08. So, something like that.
My name's Dave Binky, and I've been coming up here since 02, so right at 20 years. The food's pretty regular. Coffee's always great. The waitresses are always friendly. And had a good time up here. We settle the world problems up here. Then we leave about 9 o'clock, and everything goes back the way it was.
My name is Joe Farah. I live in Pleasant Hill. I'm in the American Legion with Forrest, so I've been coming about, I guess, since I retired, about 3 years.
My name's Lisa Adams, and I'm a manager at Neighborhood Cafe. So we just call them Decaf Boys. They've been coming here for a long time. They just drink nothing but coffee. Sometimes they'll make or, you know, eat breakfast. Sometimes they'll just want a cinnamon roll.
Well, we're on a budget. So we normally just order, like they call the light side. It's a basic one egg breakfast type of deal, and it's pretty easy on the pocketbook. Sometimes we'll get the special up on the board.
Cinnamon rolls are good. They used to have a lady named Jenny that used to make them. We called them Jenny rolls because they was real cinnamony and real sugary and really good. But if you eat one every day, that'll put some weight on you.
Dave and I and several other guys, we ride motorcycles together. And we've been all over the country on motorcycles from East Coast to the West Coast and ride them everywhere, don't trailer them or anything. So we've been around the circle quite a few times. We were all sitting here one day and a woman walked in with her dad, and he was about 90 some odd years old. She walked in and said, "Hey, you guys come here every day? Is this a, like a little breakfast club deal?" I said, "Yeah, we come here every day." She said, "Well, this is my dad. He had a stroke. He can't talk very good, but he's looking for a place to come. And you care if he sits with you?" I said, "No." "Well, his name is Doc, and he'd just like to have a little group to hang out with." So he came up here and stayed until the day he dies.
Everybody knows our name. Somebody gets sick, you call. Check on them, and it's somebody's checking on you. Where were you this morning? What happened? It's pretty important. It's all about that camaraderie.
For me, if I don't come up here every day, I don't want to get into the habit of sleeping till 10 o'clock, because then once you get in that chair, to me, I think you're down the road.
It's kind of a daily routine, you know. When you don't come up, well, then you feel like your whole day has changed a little bit, you know. It's just not the same when you don't come up here because your routine's different.
I love it. It really shows where, you know, they feel comfortable in sitting and drinking their coffee and talking amongst everyone. Really enjoy having them every day.
Once in a while, they'll bring a carafe out here so they don't have to make so many trips. So we pump our own coffee.
KCUR's Carlos Moreno produced that story. This is Kansas City Today. I'm Nomi Nujiadine. This podcast is produced by Byron Love and KCUR Studios and edited by Lisa Rodriguez and Gabe Rosenberg. To read Greg's story on Jerick McKinnon and Carlos's story on the Neighborhood Cafe, visit kcur.org, where you can find more local news from Kansas City's NPR station. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Hey there, KCUR podcast listener. We at KCUR have a question for you. How do you describe us? Yes, us, like KCUR. What words come to mind? We can hear you thinking. Go to kcur.org/describe and actually tell us how you answer that question. That's kcur.org/describe. And thanks.